golden mitzvah in Rishon Hay. At the end of the parakama of Shabbos, brings down the idea of a maduro has to be lit before Shabbos. So the question is, how much has to be lit? The Gemara comes out, according to Shita Shmuel, we have a price like it. Has to be that shall have it, so ilum elel. The shalev goes up by itself. Therefore, for example, let's say you have one piece of wood. The Gemara brings down a shiloh and wrap to different lashonis. Is it ready for kepo or ready for ovo? Meaning going around the wave with a stick or going through the thickness of the stick. Our Papa says, since we're not sure, we do both of them. That's our Torah Malacha. We have to do Sai Rav Hekiv and Sai Rav Ovav. That's how we know it's the Shalheves Oilum Eilehel. I mean, that's together as the Shalheves goes up by itself. If not, before Shabbos, come on Shabbos and the Maaser caught fire, and it's no problem. The Locha is Oslohonish, Kinan Abdul Fumir. What is the reason that there is an Issa over here? Says Rambam, it's the Issa of Shemir Chato. You might come to stoke it. The Makom Mishnah says, where to get it from? We got from others to give Shia. The idea of Afi B'chesed Meis, the Gemara brings down the concept that something is not mavushal before Shabbos. You have a Zera Shemir Chato. That means, in essence, we have two separate inyonim coming out from Shemir Chato. We have the idea in the Negev to food. That's to be mavushal before Shabbos. Mavushal, according to our bottom, means mavushal called Sarkar, called Chananiah, Michael, Ben Desai. And you have the idea of Shemir Chato has to be Oilam Eileho. The question is, how in the world do we have these two separate inyonim? Is the Yisrael Shemir Chato Mitzadah from a bush called Sarkoi? Or maybe we do not see this concept at all. We only see the concept Shalheves Oilam Me'eleho. The Oilam says very simple that there are really two different sugyas. There's a sugya of negated to eating food. Negated to food, we have to make sure it's Mubushal. If not, it's just Shemir Chato. Negated things that are not intertwined with food. Like the case over here, you want the fire to warm the house over here. You want light the wood over here. Then the Shemir Chato is why you want the fire to catch on well. What is called on well, the get over here is Shalheves Oilam Me'eleho. That means Shemichat tells us two separate dorim. The get to food tells us an idea of Bishul, Chananiah and Rabbanon. Not the get to food, the shir is Shalheves Oilam Me'eleho. Now, what's the reason to machal between the two? Hoshit, the way they spring down from the Chachani, the get to food and this cloud of more Torah than food, they have a Mavush called Sarkoi. Mashdeki, not the get to heat. Once we have two different levels over here, the idea of food and the idea of heating up wood, what is nichel in each one? For example, let's say a person wants to take water, heat it up, and that's the case of the chesed base, but not to drink, to wash themselves. Mechitza. Now, mechitza and hot water on Shabbos is aser, but in the case of washing your hands, hot water on mice is mutter. So, in the idea of the mechitza, what is the shear? Is the shear bishul, a bush called sarkai, or meichel ben desai? Or the shear, no, look at the wood is oilam eleha. Shall have his oilam eleha. What's the shear for mechitza? So there's a mechabed simon shin chavov, sifid aleph, and the voice coming down, that the get of rechitza is like oichel. The halach is that the water has to be bishul. How much is bishul? Baichel ben asoy will be yatzladis poi, something which is called tzarki will be a little bit more than that. That means we have a concept over here that to use the water, whether for drinking, whether for rechitza, the get is going to be like the sugya of bishul.
Yeah,
right, I'm just. We'll see if that's simple. We'll see if that's simple, what you're saying. We're building cases over here. That's a simple case. Let's take the next case now, which you also will be with Avi Makloikis. That case. What about washing dishes? Until now, we're discussing tzarich for you to eat, or tzarich for you to take a shower. But here you're doing it why? You're heating up the water in order to wash dishes. What is that exactly? Now we had the end of simulation in Dalit. Came along the Mechab brings down the Chavish of Mayim to heat up before Shabbos. The Loch is has to make sure it's Mavushal. In fact, the Mechabim, why? By the case of payers, we do not need anything. It's payers to Roy Lachilo, mine is Roy Lachilo. And for the Mechabim, two Tirotsim. One Tirotsim says the mine is not Yopha Kolkach like payers, which the Mishabu says is the Iketeret. And the second Tirotsim Mechabim says, you know what? You need it for washing Kalim. You're heating up the wood to washing Kalim. The Sharatim is down to El Rabba that says that's not so, not to get healing with washing. Kalim, with water heating it up, we have this there over here. That means it's Machloikis, Mogarim, Elirab, that's true. Heating up water will have a get a bishul, that's for drinking, or for washing yourself. For washing Kalim, who says we have such a Xero? Local Maestro, that's one Machloikis, Mogarim, Mishimu himself says that way. Vishasat Cha, he says, Mr. Mikhail Elirab. Let's take it a third stage further. How do we heat up our houses now? We don't have wood, and we have heat. We have our radiators, our heaters, that a lot of them heat up water or heat up oil, and the steam that comes out of the water heats up the house. So now what's the share? Is the share negated through radiator the share of, like our sugya, look at that ish was caught on very well, shalavas oilam aleha, the sugya by ostachov, but notes the sugya dafi chesem veis, that they're official. Because here we're using the water, the water's giving off the steam. What did you say this time? Where did you put the water? What category? A radiator. A radiator has different settings. A radiator. What would you do with this water? Heat up the water, and water keeps off steam. Is that nichon together of washing your body, washing your kelim? But no, that's giving off heat. At the end of the day, you want heat. The medium is the emsoi of heating up water. What category do you put it under? What sugya is it? That's the question. That's the question. How do we build it up? So you would ask your radiator. You said, could you put it up higher and make it higher? You would ask her. She would say, it would be also. It would be the column of what's called Sarko.
But,
that's Aitim. That's Mam Shaitim. That's Aitim. Right. That means
if
it
was a fire, then it goes away the idea of how you would do it.
By regularly by heating up your house.
That's
what you're saying. What's this?
Yeah.
Right. We don't care about that. So what is this? And the water.
So whatever makes sense.
So the radiator. No, the water. The fire was caught on, but the water is not what's called sarka. What is that?
That's the whole fire is caught on.
But the point is I want the water. The water is not heated up yet. The water is what I'm coming to use. I like using the water for my shower, or using the kelim. What is that? That's the big mabuch over here. That means the it's a question of Shlomo Zalman, Abiyashim Kochani, and there's a letter in Oysa Shabbos to get this question. They all took one side. They all want Taino. This halacha is only nemsoi to heat up the house. They said we're not using the water. The water is to get to the heat. Just like my eights and the points to get to the heat. Or don't worry about stoking it. And also the points to get to the heat. The other one's not a problem. Asad Hashem, Minchitzitz has a tshuva about it. Avoza has a tshuva about it. And they want to know what's the difference. Might say, this is the derech. You're coming to use the water. And the words of Avoza is, well, mach when oichel, you know, if you're very worried about it. Kolshka, in the case of heat in the house, akol choylo eislan sino. Of course we want to come to you. Go use it this situation. We really want over here. We have more bachshash over here. And therefore, he says, "My sefer machmer." The Yisrael Chaim Kineski says, "Kosh lakel." That means they're good on both sides. This mamash is shayla. Building my sugya. What category do you put it under? What exactly are radiators? The things that use the water or the oil. Now, there are certain systems that pure heat. That's only Hashem Levis Elam Me'aleha. In the case where you're using the water, what is this considered the ikka using the water to give off steam or not? Oh, we'll get to that also. So first, if you want to be machlokes the poskim, yeshim this machlokes, those will be machlokes what to do practically. So either, first of all, if you make sure before Shabbos, it's machlokes ben nesoi, you want to put your radiator before Shabbos, machlokes ben nesoi, that's a case if you ask Lattice Boy, you want to do a job higher, that's ready before Shkol Tzarka, it's valid. Second is, the Meshavuah brings down the Tzitz for Shabbos, saying, according to Ramon, the simon before him, anything that's tough betit, anything that's shorik, that we're not like Ramon, which is not a problem. Newest case of our boilers or radiators or heaters really depends how the system you have. But the ones that say in the whole entire building, or the case where it's the system through the house, not just the radiator in the room, usually it's locked, you can't get to it. You have to get a technician to get to it. And therefore, at least the source where the fire is. You might tell me the knobs aren't, but that's only chumra to cover the knob. It's preferable, proper. But the idea where the fire itself is, most of us cannot get to, is usually locked up, and therefore it's definitely getter, heads are tough with it. Void a lot of radiators, it depends which ones you have. So if you only have two settings, also it's definitely get a Shem Yechat. It depends which ones you have. Some just have an off and on system. So there are even the machmirim, the reason why people are makel, because either it's Nichol Michael Ben Nesai, or has to get over here of Tok Petit.
The fact that you can't get to the fire itself, it would make something.
Yes. Yeah, that's what we discussed last time. We said last time that discussing by mikvahs,
right,
around the world.
Every radiator, even if you can get to the fire,
oh, we can't. Nothing stoked,
right,
over there.
Exactly.
If you see the flame, you look inside. Don't see it. Right? It's closed off. But then, what's the difference in that in the case of your hot plate? You also don't see it. So that also people say that's nothing together.
Right.
The formula.
No, you see it.
to my half life. Now, this negates of Shah Shemi Echata. Come on, the Mishvura, and he sends you to Taz and Simon Ein Reishay. Maybe you have another Bayah over here. The look in Ein Reishay is that a person cannot read by a candle. Shemayato. This might be different. Come on, the Taz and says, the Gemara speaks out. Let's say that two people reading by a candle together, they'll remind one to another. Well, let's say it's near a Maduro. The look is, we have a Shash near a Maduro that since it goes by, the person will still stick out his hand and it'll still fix the fire over here. If you won't have a head to next to the Maduro, come on the Taz and says, that's the gate to reading. What about sitting next to the Maduro, heating yourself up? Is there also going to be a chash of you come along and stoke it because you want more fire, more heat coming inside the house? That means, besides the Aram Gezerah, that has to be Oilam Eleho. Nachabaya, you're cold, you need to come to stoke it. Come on the Taz and says, the Maestro Refi Machmer. You cannot sit next to a Maduro, even with your friend. Why? Because he might come to stoke it. Atzad Hashem, he came along with the Mishmuna quotes, the Eli Rabba, the Taisu Shabbat says, the Maestri, you make up your own Gzeres. You go on discussing Shemiyat for reading. You come along saying to heat up the house. It's a wonderful story you have. But the Maestri, you make up your own Gzeres. You don't have no right to make up your own Gzeres. The Maestri Mishmuna, he brings down both sides. Doesn't seem to have a clear maskana, more noy to local. We have two sides over here. The question is, they speak about, what about Bizman Azeh? They get to our radiators, do they have the same situation, the Chum or not the Taz? Or not? I mean, again, we have a Taz over here that says we have a new Sigur. It's Mavushkul Sarkar, the water. No problem. It's Shalhevs Oileh Meileh. No problem. We're not a Baya. You might come to stoke it to heat yourself up. The Taz has a Chum, a new thing, a new concept, a new Gzeiro. El Rabbatai Shabbat says, what right do you have to go do that? And the Gerrit to our heat is not the Taz. It can be a problem or not. So, my say, one time, no, the holy state of the Taz is that because the person is worried they'll go out or won't stay that well. But the Maestri, they get it to us, once it's lit, it goes. There's no problem. The whole problem, you read the Taz slowly, you're saying, those days it naturally dies out. You want to stoke it to make the embers go more, make the sparks go more. Therefore, we have a problem. The Seb Shalom Mizalman, and the Yashim, Kodshani, also known as the Shabbos, Nashik Klein, we were trying, all they speak out, that's the Chum is not negated to us. Ours, there might be, why?
Higher
you might, but then read the Taz, that wasn't a problem. It's that you must be more of a chumrah. The state is, it goes out, it's cold. But us, once you made 72, it'll stay 72 the whole Shabbos. Right. Whatever number you make, it's 68, whatever Fahrenheit, right? It'll stay the whole entire Shabbos. But otherwise, nothing changes over here. You might make it more, that's something else. The Taz is worried about that people are get colder, it dies out naturally. Mm-hmm. That we don't have the chash b'zman hazeh.
Like
which we don't even know where the gzeirah is coming from. Yeah. Nothing over here in Rishon Hey is in the Rabbi Lanachri. There's 2 points that comes up over here. One is the Mishmur being done based on Aleph.
There are people who don't use radiators for jobs?
They are mach, but they put a lock on it or they do either.
One
of the Zulu guys? Well, yeah, those who follow the Mishmur.
So you can have it go there and the timer shuts off an hour after Shia and then turns back on for
everybody. So this is.
Why
not? We'll get to timers. Let's get to timers. We'll get to timers. Here it is. Most of them are central, usually the top of the tent.
Why?
Usually you can get to. I don't even know where my boiler even
in
is.
Israel,
I don't get to it. Probably my boiler. I think it's my roof. My roof is nice and locked. Everyone's boiler in our buildings are ugly. That's again, this change of temperature. But the idea, you don't see the flame. The flame is complicated. The knob, again, the two things, the knob and the fire. The fire is complicated. No, again, the gate is Shemi Echata. There's a heating element, and then there's the knobs. The heating element, by most of us, are blocked off. No, but that we see, that's around us. That's like any hot plate or a crack pot. I can see, but it's there, it's in front of us.
Over here, a couple there. Why is it left there?
The boiler in your house is on the roof somewhere, or some room closed off, or locked somewhere else. Especially go to Tzitzel Yezzi, he says the hetzer is lavdak the top of the tip. Says walking there also give you time to your mind. What? Again, if our days we have ovens. If you lock up your oven and come to the knobs outside, there's or for Shabbos, and the Muslim will say that's definitely get a top of the tip. I had knobs outside because we can't get to the food when the thing is it's blocked off. He also can't get to the flame, it's being blocked off.
But that's okay, you can get to the inside of the radiator, you have to
get to
the heating on inside.
Yeah, but that sounds like to me, that sounds like it's all in front of you, that's what you see. There's nothing special over here, nothing new.
Yes.
Now, in the gate of Yom Kippur, it's gone out, which was two points over here. One thing he said, he still says, even though that's true, and therefore you're not going to do any malachi you want for you, he gave the sugyo, but not lachachilo. Meaning, he says, the mishpur, you have to do it before Shabbos, do it before Shabbos. Now, it's not clear the mishpur is going to be in all cases of malachi, but still in the case of the character of kol chelo, even doesn't want time on Shabbos, it's a big deal, especially if you understand that air conditioners have the same header, a kol chelo, it's a chayim. So, fine, on Shabbos, tell the greater, you'll do this and that. That's not the correct thing the mishpur says himself clearly. The law is you set up before Shabbos your timer correctly. If things get messed up, you have a heter. Otherwise, we have timers, we set things up correctly in the Gerita heat, when the Gerita are cold. The second thing the mishpur speaks out is when the guy closes up the P of the tanner, one of the bayad is be a kivoy on the gecholim. He said it with a cloud that he mentioned numerous times already, the concept of segregation does not apply to a guy. Now, this is a little bit serious, Mr. Grove went and applied this klal, from here, he says, Michael, there's no klal segregation by a goy, and therefore we mentioned, like a Moshe says in Shuvan, Archaim, Chalik Beis, Simon Samaches, you want to tell a goy to open the refrigerator door, the light will go on, no problem, ice segregation, segregation is not applied to a goy, you want to tell a goy, Isha needs to take a shower, hot shower, she's sick, chayla, tell a goy to put on the hot water, special water, cold water gets mixed with water, hot water inside your boiler, no big deal, no segregation applies to the case of a goy. Nothing in the gate to this is that we come up with a sugya that any ish that's oilam me'aleho might be motor. What about an ish that is not there right now? What's going to happen? What's that? Basically, a Shabbos clocks. So there's already the tshuva by Chaim Pelagi back 250 years ago discussing this case. He didn't have timers, but he writes. No, here's another case. Here's a case. He put a magnifying glass in the area at night or before Shabbos. Came Shabbos, the sun's going to come. Go through magnifying glass and now light the wood. Light the wood. And what's knows nichel now sugi the isovir that not the shalavas ilum eleo. We have bayam teras sugi. So come up with the economy. He's macher. Meis is macher. The question is to extend it to our case. 2 points. First is avozim shuvah chalidal. I want to say it's not the same sugi. He wants to argue first with Chaim Pelagi. He wants to tie in this difference when you yourself do something. You're isik with it. Maybe there's a chash. Ash enkin, what happens, may allow by itself, it's only a grommel. Maybe there's no chash. Who says you can make a gzeiro? Aleph. Void the isik from the zamel, the ash and the gev, simply by Shabbos clocks, that we see in our sigyum here that we have certain things that we cannot worry about, shalavas or the like case of zephes, or kopris, or kash, or bubble, or the gage of common coals. Actually, those things, once they're caught, they go right away. Very simple. They're something that's built in that there's no problem with them. Things that have a problem, wood dies out and becomes stoke. Things that caught to go 1, 2, 3, no problem, not to worry about it. These things are the same concept. You might know. The same heter, what? Same heter, gum, it's not here yet. Chiddush, the thing is, it's not here yet. But it's the same idea, it's built in, it's going to happen, it never messes up, unless something's broken over here. But it's built into, ready to work, so not be a problem over here. Therefore, we won't worry about this Chiddush over here. And therefore, Yesh Lechal, time is causing Eitzim. Or maybe again, like Chaim is discussing a little bit different in our situation. But in our case, the mice in the gate, Shabbos clock will not be nichel in any chumah of Shalhavis or Ilum and Lehom. No one before Shabbos then. No one. Are you saying the heating of the house?
Yeah.
In the heating of the house, you have a Shabbos clock.
Why would that help?
Sure. Here, might have a case.
No,
he's discussing the Shemi Chato of Shalos Olam Aleha. They're two different. So you have no right to take one to another. Two different sugars over here. That word is not Mosh Kol Tzarkai.
Yeah.
You want to make it be Mosh Kol Tzarkai, then go out, be cold? Right.
Right.
It would not work unless it was called Tzarka. Point to a Muslim, we'll have this by a Muslim called Tzarka, whatever it's called. Let's talk about it, yeah. Sounds like it. Yeah, she loves them. I was listening to you. Simulation involved. It's like we have a head of Sif Gimel, right? Has a head of things that there's no problem, no Shemachita. Can happen naturally built in. Right, so Levis Ola Melel, or common calls you, Jeremy the Mechavis of Bayes. Also, this happens, this is a Messias, and no one's going to worry, make sure it catches on. It catches on very simple and the lights. I mean, in the Shulchan Aruch cases, once it catches, we don't have to worry about it. Here, it's even though it's not cold, you don't have to worry about it. This is what happens.
You have a candle in the fireplace and it goes down, you can stay out there. The fire starter will come.
No, but then the fireplace of wood you have to leave the fire.
Well, there's starters in there.
Not sure.
It's right away. Like these fire blocks.
If the fire blocks all that case of Chavim, if that's Metzias, that's what Mechavim says. They show you in the Mechavim, but yeah, it should be Mutter. Then you have Kananya.
And also,
if it was a they get involved with, should not be an issue. I don't think it'll be a problem. But the simulation involved with the Sugida Chamahema base and the end of the second part of Shabbos. What comes out over there that really the sixth tekiyah person has to go to, what comes out, the first tekiyah is Mana Chazal was by Mincha Gedoilo, the second tekiyah was Mana Chazal was Mincha Ketano, the third tekiyah was Samos Lashkiyo, then they did the fourth, fifth, and sixth tekiyah all together in the Makabal Shabbos. That's what they did again, Mincha Ketano, Mincha Gedoilo, Samos Lashkiyo, and then three together, that's six. The minig from the Ramon onwards seemed to be not this way, the Ramon brings out that there was a minig to machriz the shas, to go around knocking the doors and tell people it's Shabbos a half hour or an hour before it, one thing. Kamal Lemeshigun says a second thing, they were sent out to the Bali Malacho from Mitzvah Kitano. And third thing, the Bali Chaliyo is to tell them an hour before it, when I said Shabbos, what's an hour before it, Shaitin has two shotim. Then afterwards, people light 18 minutes, 20 minutes, 25, 40 minutes before Shabbos. Now, first, Bala Malacha people work in the fields, or Bala Chanus people working in the stores. Two different zman. Now, what comes out, that first of all, why did they switch from what Gemara says, make tekiyas to the zman of Ramah, the only machmas? Says the Mefarsh, very simple, they speak out. Because if you start blowing shofar in those days, at Pach Lagoyim, they have Eva, Kitchuk, they come along and have plans against Bala Yisrael, and therefore we don't do that, it's very dangerous. Nichalik, Shach Koch Nefesh, the Vazi Akam is going to make tekiyas. Till 100 years ago, mice and no one should go do that. It's very dangerous. Come along with Manazeh. Come along with Manazeh. I'm not discussing all this, but let's discuss Harnov. Let's discuss Harnov. Let's discuss Square Town in certain places. The question is, what do we do? So, first, practically, numerous shkunas, what they do is they have a siren going off 10 minutes, 20 minutes before Shabbos. Then they have music playing. And then they have, on the locus there, they have the siren again. That's the dark cloud what most shkunas do. In essence, what are they doing? They play music, and then they, there's much when they do that. And in camp they do that way also. Much when they do that. And then they have a siren a second time. In essence, what are they doing? They're doing the third tekiyah, some of the tekiyah, and then they're doing afterwards the second siren is the fourth, fifth, and sixth tekiyah, telling them to accomplish Shabbos, do a luxnerus. So in essence, they're doing the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Somehow they're skipping the Mincha Gedoilo. And Mincha Ketano, I don't know any shchuna that does Mincha Gedoilo or Mincha Ketano. So the idea of 4, 5, and 6 is all at one time. So they have the siren going for whatever, 30 seconds, 50 seconds, a minute.
And the first one going now?
First, the one they do beforehand? What they do bear 10, and I don't know if they do 10, 20 minutes, other places a half hour.
20 minutes before 40?
Before it looks nervous, yeah.
20 minutes
before. So nicely, they point out, we're not doing 1 and 2. And the question is why? That's a good kasha. The Chodshani himself lives in Bnei Brak. They can do whatever they want. They do whatever they want. It is kasha tzorchim. Why don't we do Chazal v'sakim? If Nevetzal lives in the old city, you know, people prefer the old city. It is kasha. Why are they not doing it for? I'm not doing what they want. I'm not a good terrorist. Why not doing it for? It's a good kasha. Chazal v'sakim. We have no pachad. We like a little shaker on the Yemat Sport. We have a little shaker on Yemat. They can do whatever they want, right? They do whatever they want. So, and this, again, this is from Kamal Shabbos. Fun. And the Arab can do it 5 times a day. Later, kasha. Or in America, even though they do it in bar pop some places, that I can hear why they do it so much. That I could hear in the Chalif office. I can hear what's going on there. So, the kasher. And the Gedolim is the kasher. Why don't they tell other people? Not sure. Mishmovia does bring down, you saw, and it was Mazak and the Rabbim. Asad Lokas. It's Mazak and the Rabbim until the Shabbos. They go around from door to door and tell people, Shabbos, close the stores. They talk to Mizrecha to Bodim Tamilik Chomim. Shaitzin points out, and it's called the Femur. Madlech Mishi Rokel Bener, Zerchel Talmidim, Talmidim, children were Talmidim Chom, Allah Kam Vakam, Bizak the Rabbin. So I saw them in Swam Es, go about helping the sirens, supporting the sirens. They go around. Is that Nichol's idea of Zerchel? The sirens, can you come into Mazak? People tell me to know, you have to pay them on the paper, the upkeep. It has to be fixed, they cost money. Is that Nichol the concept over here of the Zerchel to have Bonham Talmidim Chom? So the sirens only say it, that's clear, I've seen the sirens. question is anyone behind really the signs? So Maisa, I see the Biski Chuvah is over here, says Maisa, why not? They ask the question, Chaim Kanievsky, he says, what's the difference he does to yourself? But guess sorry to go do it. Don't be you have to go around the door. You might pay for it, you're helping it out, it's nothing together. The talk is something that is this close, so people should maybe help out. This Indian over here of Mizak the Sarin to maybe pay even more, or do it at Kir at also Mikhtana, Mikhil Doyle, talk with us, that one time is coming. Go through Indian Shuas. We have three monogam to get to Shuas. Eating cheesecake, of course. Being up all night. The idea of having trees, grass, crossing inside the shul. Grass,
trees,
flowers inside the shul. So just go through each one, Makar, why we're doing it for. It's good to know what we're doing sometimes. First thing is, everyone knows we're up all night. Makar is it, the Zohar says, the Chassidim were showing them, Pash Emar. They were up all night, the Oistim Matarov, and brought down that Roy and Halayim were up doing the same thing all the time. And it says the Rizal that Tocha, anyone who does that and they not sleep, Klal, I feel Rega Achas, is the words of the, I looked up this morning, the words of the Rizal. Then there was Zeichas, Loya Eloi Shum Nezek. No Nezek is going to happen. I always wonder why does Nezek happen, because I looked up the words are nothing, not that he dozed off. Amish, if you still learn the whole night, Maisi, yeah, Tocha, that Shloya Eloi Shum Nezek. Now why exactly not Hoga that we're up all night besides for the idea of that Tocha? Mishpur brings out the Magavram, Alpi Pshat, that somehow Klai Yisrael went to sleep the night before Ma'an Torah. They slept in, the Kosh Baruch Hu had to wake us up. This Indian reps called Mesakinit. So the Makar is Mesakinit this Indian. It's a wonderful schus to go to. And what better way of being Kabbalah the Torah than being up all night than hearing the Aseret HaDibros? The second Anoga is brought down by the Ramon of Gimel, that there is a minig to Lashtar Chasov and to spread out grass and Shavuos and the Beis Knesses and inside the houses. Why is Zeichel Matan Torah? Lashtar Chasov and throw out grass. The Makor for this minig, the Chidob in the Jam for the Medrash, that Haman already told Achashverosh, Haman Rosh told Achashverosh, that minig Klai Yisrael to go do this. Lashtar Chasov Maseres. This minig is already 2,400 years old. Ultimate minig already. The reason is, says the Mishpura according to Lavosh, because when he went to Har Sinai Mekabel the Torah, the Pasuk says that there was grass by Har Sinai. And the Pasuk says that Tzoyin Lepoko Al Yiro, you have to make sure that Tzoyin Lepoko don't eat the grass in the Man Torah. Therefore, Zeichel, the idea of Simchas Torah, Simcha Man Torah, therefore we have the idea of Lishtoyach HaSavim. That's one meaning. The second meaning, which has nothing to do with this, is putting trees inside your house. Putting trees, Magabam, is down a meaning. People put trees inside the house. The words are inside the Beis Knesset Ubatan, both inside the house and inside the shuls. Now, the reason for that says the Magavram, Botamah, the Mishavuah, Tidbatzer, Tidonimal, the Perius, the Elon, and that Shuas were being done for the Perius for the rest of the year. We want to pay, single, come and get, is be judged now on Shuas, and therefore, and this, to remind us to go Mispal for it, therefore, our trees. It's interesting, it's a Zecher to remind us to go Davin for our Perius. This is the Gate of our Perius. What's too much fat? That's when the man switched over. But I think this man would be not the Mishnah. I hear? Don't remember why. Maestro, we have two monogam of we have two monogam of Asolis and Ilonis. Maestro, the Mishnah goes up further and points out that the grow is ready, but that's the minute we're having Ilonis. Why could that Ilonis be Chag Shalem? Kedua, their Yom Tovim, their Xmas, they're being chosen inside the house, inside their churches, their places. And even though we came first, right. 2,400 years more than them, we were before them, Amaisa. Still, it came on the going, and it says, it's Nichol, and the idea of the same way, Talechel, Shemitz of Adazar, and therefore it's Mavatimus Minik. Now, are those discreet? There's a Masham that says, what do you mean, we came first? You're Taino. There's a Shalomation that way. The Bimel Bucha, when you learn the Sigim Chosem Lois Alechu, a Betzim is Lishkosai, a Chogis Goyin, versus the Ramah, what the Gedder is. The Ramah says, once anything has a reason behind it, a time behind it, even though now it's associated with Avodah Zarah, so what? We came first. Asad Shem, the Goyin says, no, Shem is Avodah Zarah, we stay away from it. The Maestro could be, even though all around look at the Lots of Chosem Lois Alechu, you seem to be annoyed like the Ramah, could be in the game, Yuchud, to the Ashuas, Ma'an Torah. It's a machik minakir, it's a disgusting thing in the Maaseh. We start bringing in our pines and our trees. over here in the house, we got it from the goyim. Maestro, stay away from it. I mean, even though certain things are mutter, and she just holds this mutter, there's your ma there. For example, aloha on your chest piece, on your king, you'll have the cross. 100%. Someone shulchan aruch. I mean, it breaks it off. Well, it's not nice. People are mach, when they make the T, instead of making it straight down, they make a hook. People make a plus sign, instead of making it all the way, do halfway. There's no answer. We have akashas, we're sensitive. Yuchas are in the man Torah, they come along and have a tree inside the house, when they think they get the avodah zarah. So whether we're doing this at the loch of the going, it's not the concept of the going, that's why you don't do it.
Why do you say this in order to
have a... Why besides mutter? We have a tzvah behind it, we have a tam behind it. Zechel man Torah. No, there is anything made for noi. No, anything for noi is no answer.
I'll be on the
No, it's not, it's more made for avodah zarah. No one's bound. There are more rights in certain princes of Shulchan Aruch, when's the Shulchan Aruch get, and anything it's not bowed down to is only something of an ornament, any ornament is not going to get a bit of a tzara. Now, the question is, once you move out to the idea of Ilonis, what about a Sovim? So the Mavucha, what does Sovim have to do with Ilonis? Partially two different Makaris. Once from Muhammad, once from the Gerit Mogavam, saying out to the Paris over here. So, Echlam, the disciple asked this question, Alei the evil is from the Zamas and Echlami. Why Mavucha before? Echlam, you should have a Sovim. You look in the Rafa Shulchan, it brings you down, and the Moshe and Shuvi, it says, no, what's about to be honest, is someone goes hand in hand. Father said, Mavucha, do we put in ourselves or not? I've never seen anyone throw grass on the floor. The Shtreich, I've never seen it. Maestan Hogi is somehow we do frock and flowers. It's very interesting, I'm not clear where that's coming from. As far as I know, it's not trees, it's not ourselves, it's flowers. Now the kids say, my kids tell me all the time, my Torah, the pictures you can see, them. Look at the pictures, right? The flowers are growing with the grass. So together with the idea of grass, could be, Kenzai, could be also. Some it's nice to have that your wife appreciates them. But Kenzai, but it's only, I think it's nothing together with Ilonis, that's for sure. It's nothing to do with Ilonis. I saw one thing with Mekadosh Yisrael brings down that we have Prokham. Otherwise, our team mentioned their
Raga.
It looks nice. But then, okay, you can make a Prokham on it. But nice, if anything, the Chos doesn't get about Sofim. If anything, could be. That I hear, Lisa grew on Har Sinai. And of course, Har Sinai looked nice. All the pictures say look nice. So Kenda is looking upon that. The Maestro, we don't do Ilonis, but we do flowers. If you do a flowers, why not a Sovereign? Not sure. If I know the reason why you're doing Prokham, could be there's not for me.
No, even like a true grass.
The Ilum does not do a Sovereign. Whatever the meaning is, that's what we do. That's one meaning. The second meaning that I'm opening is down. Third meaning, okay, this is the third meaning now, is the idea of eating Nogim Machol Makoimus or Makam Makoimus, Lechol Machol Echol Abir Mishim Shal Shuas. We eat Milchiks on Shuas. Now, why do we eat Milchiks on Shuas for? So, if you want, there's a safer that brings down 32 different reasons. And Kamakoim will go through what says the five reasons on the page of the Mishnah Brewer. Himself has five reasons. We'll see what comes out from it. The first reason that our mom self says is just like by Pesach, we have Shnei Tavshilim, we have the Beitzel, and we have the Zoya. One for the Zechel Kohen Pesach, one for the Zechel Chagiga. Here also by Shavuos, since there's an Indian that having the Shtei Lechem of the Bikurim, we want to make it sure a person has two breads. Therefore, you start the meal, you have milchiks, then you switch bread to fleishiks, and therefore you're forced to have two breads. Bir Adover. What does that mean? The locha in the Simon Pei Ches. The locha. Pei Ches. The Lachat Shukhanor in Yodaya that says that a person cannot use the same bread. Sorry, Talik Zayin. The Lachat Talik Zayin is that a person cannot use the same bread for milk and for pleishiks. Can't use the same bread. Now, what does that mean? You cannot use the same bread. Come along, the place can say that really that when you cut challah on Shabbos, let's say Friday night, you cut challah over there. You have on the table lechem. Whatever you leave on the table and people will take from it, then the mice that you use for pleishiks, you cannot use for milchiks. Also use for milchiks. Let's say you cut it and you put half it on the side of the table, plan not to touch, but still on the table. But Moshe says the mitzvah and a mubkot not to touch. Still, you should not use the milchik. Let's say you cut it and then when it comes to meat out, you put it on the counter. That's nothing to do with this. There's no chumrah at all. But there's a halacha that anything that's on the table for milchik or fleishik, vice versa, cannot be used for the other men. Therefore, on Shavuos, you start the meal with having milchik. Then you stop, you switch to fleishik. You have to have another bread. Shtei lechem. This is eichel shtei lechem. Now the Maestro, if so, Fidamah, we should have the same meal, milk and fleishiks. Do we have that? The first year I got married, I told my wife to go do that. I learned my lesson then. Maestro Shalom Bais is very important, it's not too convenient, it's very hard. And therefore the Maestro, we do not tell our wives to go do that unless they want to, or something else. Although it's not healthy, when the Maestro already in Truman or Chaim Chelik Allah points out that Ulam is not seen to go do that because it can lead to bayot, to be surim, people do not know the lochas of what to go do after milcha, so sometimes they eat together, they might eat flesh first, and therefore the nogah is not the maisha to have it in one meal. Yep, but he's not to the Ramo. He didn't. That's not the Ramo. That's the point he got. That's not the Ramo.
You didn't wash twice.
He didn't have two breads. He only had one bread. So we, myself, I'm not following the reason of Ramo. So what's the reason why we have? No, it's not straight laughing. Straight laughing. One, you say the cake that we have with four possible kisses in the color there, so I doubt it's nipple and get a lot.
No, I'm saying you have to come up with
a
dancer like that.
It does not mean, no, it doesn't sound that way. We're not forced to have shim lechon. The second reason, Mishmur being down, Mishem, God lechon, Kidur, that when we see the Torah Hatzina, the Sarasa Dibrois, in the Sarasa Dibrois was Kola Torah Kulo. Rustag, Rustadi, going in the Kola Torah Kulo was the idea of Shchito, the idea of Kashrus. And therefore, to come back down after Man Torah, we want to eat meat. We have to shchito, we have to nikar kelim, we have to do melicha, we have to wash with the dam, and we have to go make new kelim, we have to cook it inside. Who has man, who has time to go do these things? Therefore, since we need to chonah rabba, love preparation, therefore we ate milchiks. So there we had milchiks, why? Because it took a long time to make the fleishiks. Now, the question the Olam asks is that you learn the sugya and peches in Shabbos. The Gemara says, when was the Torah given, what day of the week? The Gemara says the Kulamo is given on Shabbos. Manteu is given on Shabbos, the case on Shabbos. So come on, the Chavetz Chaim is saying, you know what, I can do it, because it takes a long time to do Shechita, it takes a long time to do Nikar, it takes a long time to do Melicha, it takes a long time to do Agolas Kalim, a long time to cook. As far as I know, all those things are also on Shabbos. It could have said very simple, it's Shabbos. We can't have Shechita, we can't do it. So how in the world does the Chavetz Chaim say this with the same God of Echad, that this concept took a long time? Meister, Shabbos Kodesh. No, but he doesn't say it took a long time, just because that we didn't have it, and he couldn't do it. Yeah, but that he couldn't because it's trafe. That he said everything was trafe already. Now, what he saw was trafe, let's make everything. That we had not took too long. So the one is Kasha, Chavetz Chaim is Kasha. Lekuta Lochas, he is Kasha upon himself. Yes, Kasha. What's going on over here? So he says, what?
You didn't get
Kashrus by Mara? No, we got Shabbos.
Only
Shabbos? Shabbos and one other.
Look,
they were eating the mud. It's not, but they want to eat something, they want to eat their milk. This is what the Mishmura says.
Where is it in
the Mishmura? The Kutei Lokas is printed in the ones, the new ones, the end of Tov. The end of the Kutei Lochas and the prince of Tov Reish Ayin, not old Kutei Lochas, the one Tov Reish Ayin, the newer prince in his days.
What is it?
Tahara? He is part of himself. No Masech, for the end of the Kutei Lochas. He is this question upon himself. The Maase, he says, he brings down, you know what, from one man, Yom Perek Dov Lozer, it says Shabbat that was given an Erev Shabbos, and this terrace only knocked that man the Yomer, of Lozer Ben Azayah. This terrace only called Lozer Ben Azayah. So the Gemara said the Kulam on Shabbos is one man. It's not the way the Chavetz Chaim answers. That means the most reason we don't follow. Mishmur's first reason is Kasha Betzim. Let's take Mishmur's second reason over on the page. It says, you know what you go do? We eat milchik, he says, because the idea of Torah is a marshal to Divash V'cholo. Like the Pasuk says, Shir Shim, Divash V'cholo, Tachos L'Shrein Chol. Therefore, that's why we also see that milchik. Yad Vash. Man, this sweet cake. But as far as I know, no one seems to have the idea of dvash. So then, we're not obviously doing the minigam of dvash, we call it takash l'shoyin chol. A pasha, the sweetness usually, people even ask me, what's sweet about milk? I'm not even sure. It's a good question. But at least the dvash I understand, and somehow we don't do the dvash. So then, why are we having milk for? So another reason on the page of the Mishnah, fourth reason, the Behit brings down, pointing Mark Avram, Api the Zohar writes, that the 7 weeks leading up to Matan Torah is the idea of the Zaynikim like an Isha. And the Kiyidua, that the dam necha v'nasa cholov, that when she gets pregnant and she has a baby, the dam switches over to be a case of milk. And since cholov, the idea means le'achimim, minigra v'sen v'yedenu, and therefore we have melchiks. Very simple, when everyone understands this concept over here, that zaynakim switches over, this idea of cholov, dam necha v'nasa cholov. Now, without explaining it, let's just make it a very simple question over here. There's a machlokes gemara in Nida daf tes. What is the reason why an isha is mustalekes? Is the side of because dam nechum nasa cholov, or mitzad the idea of a remes for her bones got broken down. She just gave birth. Surgery is very tough, very hard. And therefore, what is the reason that she has no dam over here? The Lachla Meister, we pass in the Mishnah. We pass in, and let's say Isha is not nursing. She stopped nursing for whatever reason. Is she still Mishlekes? The Lachla Meister, the whole box in those days, she is Mishlekes. It's not the Yisrael Dam Necher, but not the Chaluk. Mishlekes Dam, she's not going to see the first 2 years. Is he so just Mishpareh Keha? Her bones are broken. She is very tough for her. The Yivet Pingonim says, you know why the idea is that her dam is not there? Very simple, because Eivar Misrech, that's what we pass in, like Rav Meir Nalka Chomim. Therefore, how in the world is we saying the reason why we're having Cholov is no why? Because Dam Nechom, that's a Cholov, we don't pass anything like that. We don't pass like that. In fact, people go to, we don't pass like this Malak with Sarafian. It sounds like the Rabbanon, that's, you know, yeah, you know the Sugya, you could say they agree to it, but it sounds like no. The reason why there's no Dam, you know why? Because it's Dam. That means they think even when she stopped nursing, there's no Cholov. The Rav Meir says, so what? That's the reason. So what do we have? Come on, Barry, we end up quoting a Medrash. Medrash, Chayso received the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu came down the first time, he saw the eagle, he broke it, he went up the second time. By the second time, Malchei Shoras went to Kadosh Baruch Hu and told Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't give it to Chayso. Look what they did. Even the first thing, Lo Yilchol HaHimachim, Maisa didn't even keep. Why give the Torah to Chayso? So Kadosh Baruch Hu turned to them and said to them, Maisa, you, Malach, you went to Abraham Avinu. And he gave you vika chema v'cholov v'bakar. You ate milzik and fleishiks, and even a tinnik that comes home from his house, and they try to give him bas v'cholov, and they always say right away, tati, mommy, the basari is a chalavi. That's one of the first things that kids know. Basari chalavi. They don't even know what basari is, what chalavi is. That's the question they always ask. That every kid knows that. And because of that, Chayso is zeichet the Torah, because you malachim ate bas v'cholov. So the reason why we have the idea of cholov, why to show that we have cholov, and we keep the locks over here. That means, is Mavuchud, you have any term to get the idea of Shavuos? With Shavuot, for example, the Paiskim, there's no term. But come to show, they keep the inner boss of Mechalov, that our Chok is over here. The Olam is a question, you read the Pasuk by when the Malachim went to Avraham Avinu, by Sarah, the Pasuk over there says, what exactly to give? The Pasuk says, Chema Mechalov, that's milk and butter, Upem Bakar, and then meat. Okay, are you allowed milk and then fleishiks? Malachim is divided by milk and fleishiks. Allowed to do that. That's what is the Ramah doing. The Ramah is saying, have milk and have fleishiks. You have two lechems. You have bread and meat, you have two different breads over here. What's going on over here? And this is why we were Zeichel and Torah. They lost it. So the halach is that after a person eats milchiks, he has to do three things. He has to knuach, adocha, and tilus adayim. The idea of knuach means you have to eat something. So ayilu usually eats pas, means anything that's not yirok is tomorrow and kemach. By the case where Sarah, was anything else being served? So she's supposed to bring out bread, Ugois. Rashi says she's not bringing out pas, any bread, because she was closer to the way of being an Isha, and she came a Nida. It was Tomei. She's not bringing out any bread. So therefore, the Malachim, they cannot do Kinoach, but Adocha, you wash out your mouth with water, or do Chizadayim, or wash your hands, or look at your hands, be clean, that they could do. Says the Chacham Sofer in Torah Moshe on Parshas Vayero, you know why they lost the Torah? Because they did not keep the idea of Kinoach Adocha. Now I've asked around, what? The Mechayit, even the Rabbanim, but they did not do Kedosh Ladach, they lost the Torah. You'd be surprised how many people did not know this halacha. And you bring it out at this point, this is why we were Zeichel the Torah. We were Zeichel, why? Kedosh Ladach, people almost have no idea. Now the Ars Tavim Latayna, the idea of keeping a half hour, an hour between milk, some people have this minig, is enough to make this concept of Kedosh Ladach. It's Mechayit, not that simple. Yes, I mean, this might be like. But the Mechayit, if you're knowing like most Klai Sol, not to do the idea of waiting a half hour, an hour. A vaj is a chiv knoch vadocha. Chiv knoch vadocha. Knoch means eat something and drink something. Eat. You have to both, yes. You have to knoch vadocha and then feel a sedaim. Now, feel a sedaim doesn't do that, you just look at the hand or use a fork and knife, usually it's clean. Knoch means you have to eat anything you want except flour, which is usually not common, yirokas, leafy vegetables, and tomorrow. Otherwise, anything in my account, you have to drink something. Now, drinking means you can spit out. Plus, you can say you swallow it out in the baltashkas. We have to do kinoch badocha, the shallow brushing teeth for myself. So now, let me come over. We have these five minhagim over here, five reasons why we eat milchiks. The Meister went to go eat milchiks. The Meister says one pseudo. According to the idea of a chun of the rabbi, the chush rabbi, the case in the morning. Al vash v'cholov, tafish l'shoinchol, the chush rabbi in the morning. Al dam nechav, nasa cholov, start crying in the means of morning at night. The idea of the zech of the Torah, of course, should be a case in the morning. Because we have to turn in the morning. The Meister, the Moin An, seems to do it at night. Most people. Most people eat milk in the morning. Now, really, where they're coming from, they're coming from two reasons. One is practically. Nicely, you want to stay up. It's much easier when you're milk sick, especially when you have a coffee. It's so much easier. Much easier. Plus, you can put to sleep. It's easier for the person. A second is, there's a Dr. Tshuva, in the Yardes and Beites, brings down, that what happens at the Sugya Simchas Yontif? Ain't Simcha el Abosav Yayin. So you have to have Bosser. There's a Shaila of when to have Bosser, and when this man of Simcha is. Is it Simcha all day or dark in the morning? The Shaksaya Paskin, the Din Deraisa of Simcha is only in the morning, at night only Drabonim. Others disagree. Therefore, they want Taina to have Felicia, because they have it at night, they're not kind of in the Simcha Yontif. Not a Simcha Yontif. Therefore, they want to have Bosser dark in the morning to become the Simcha, the idea of Simcha Yontif. Now, the Maisa Bishbuah Paskin, there's no Chir Bosser Yontif. No Chir. It's only a mitzvah. Maisa have it in the morning. Now those kind of mice should have milk in the morning back and forth, different hogs, what to go do. The Dakshuv himself says his anaga was to have the Kiddush milk. A lot of people might have fleshik at night, fleshik in the morning, but the Kiddush mice have milk. The one time if you're not doing like the more, the Kuyim can't end up having milk over here. And then again, able to do a Kimchaim, whatever you do, the mice that's the correct thing to go do. The mice, these are the anagas we have that link up the concept of Matan Torah. Matan Torah is a series of divers. We came to Sinai, we see the Torah. The Pasuk says, "V'yom Hashem b'Sinai boy, but from Sinai you came." Says the Medrash, "Was that mean?" It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu went to the Umas Olam, and asked the Umas Olam, "Do you want the Torah?" He first went over to the Bnei Esav and says, "Do you want the Torah?" And Bnei Esav was very smart. Says, "Maktiv, but what does it say inside?" Kadosh Baruch Hu took one of the hardest thing for them to go do. It says, "Lo Yisirtzach, don't kill." Lo Yisirtzach, that's our Yerusha, Meister. That's what we go do. It says, "Al Chavercha Techayil." That's how with my of life, we kill people. Too hard for us, we don't want it. It goes on further, it says, Ne'am Moyav, do you want the Torah? And they said, Maksibbo, what's say inside? He said, Leisinov, Snus, light, that's where we're coming from, that's what we do. Too hard. And then Yishmol went to go ask him what he want. Do you want the Torah? Maksibbo, what's say inside? He said, Al Tigner, don't steal. Well, I mean, that's the Brach Miyakim, Miyakim, Prayer Odom, Yad Bakol, that's what we go do, that's what came Chenu. It's too hard for us. Went to Klal Yisrael, and what did Klal Yisrael say? Nasiv Nishma. So Rav Matthias Salman is the question. Let's say Klal Yisrael would have said Maksiv Bo. What would have been the thing Kadosh Baruch Hu would have told us the hardest thing for us? I used to make it to Shabbos, if I share this morning. What do you think Kadosh Baruch Hu would have told us? What is Aaron saying? What do you think is Aaron saying? Rav Matthias says, the police topic, you were told us, Leiselech Ruach Obamecho. Don't be a tailbearer, don't speak Lashon Hara. And we, Kleiso, have said, police topic, we don't want it. It's too hard. Too hard. But of course, now that we got the Torah, we said Nash Mishra, we have the Kleiches to overcome it. But we always said it's too hard. Leiselech Ruach Obamecho. So let's start discussing my share. Why is that so? Why is that money, business, this, that? So the core of the story is certain things that we can easily controlled by yourself. You know, if you don't want to have it in the sign of internet, you don't have it. Somewhere else. You want to save the iPhone, have a filter. You want to have a sign of business, be in the correct business. A lot of things you can somewhere out at the same time. You put yourself in the correct situation, it's easy to control. That's your Christ. Your mouth goes wherever you go. You're stuck with it. There's no way. And people don't live as a hermit, people are always around. That is, again, people have a lot of this shyness. But most of it is beyond that to put yourself in the correct situation. One of the hardest things, and the world much lives off the concept of gossip, whether it's politics or Hollywood or whatever, is something that's kiyum chayenu. It's a very hard thing. It's too hard for us, too tough for us. People discuss where there are achono for Matan Torah. Kedua, somehow Matan Torah was intertwined with the idea of Avelus. Everyone says, why? What is Avelus, the idea of Talmidim Kivim, 12,000 Talmidim passed away, Zugim passed away? What does that do with Matan Torah? And the Olam says, V'derech Musa, V'derech Ashkofel, who is MS. Before Matan Torah, Derech Eretz Kavma Torah. Derech Eretz has to be before the Torah. That is our Chana. This is what we're learning from the Talmidim of Kiva. Pinoy Kavod Zebizde. Noy Kavod Zebizde. How were we not Noy Kavod Zebizde? The Pela. Think about it. 12,000 Tanoyim were not Noy Kavod one to another. Peers, Chavuses. And they all got killed out. Every single one. Yuma says, every single one. What happened over here? How were they not Noy Kavod Zebizde? The Gemara said they passed away the Misa of Askura. Askura, in English, I think it's called croup. It starts from the stomach, goes out to the body. proof, ask her. The Gemara Brachas Achas says, what's the worst misa in the world? So Gemara says the 903 misas. Don't know how they got to that count. 903. Fine, but what are they? I don't know what they are. And the last one is Askro. The worst one is Askro. The worst Misa was Negev HaTalmidim of Kivo. The worst Misa. The Meraglim got Askro. Askro, that's the worst Misa in the world. It says in my show, the Gemara Nivomis, the Pichodesh, for Oz and Shmuas, the same concept. The Gemara on Shabbos says, who gets Misa Askro? Those who speak Lashon Hara. How are they not Noikov and Zebizeh? They spoke Lashon Hara. We have the idea of Matan Torah that we were told, if we've been asked what's too hard, what can we do, let's talk about Mamechal. Maisa, we have the places now, and that's Derech Eretz Kodma Torah. That's the thing that we have to work upon. So I was trying to think, what are the ways that a person can, the Cholpach, is try to be Surmer about Seitoiv? Of course, one of the ways is being busy. If you're busy, I realize people who have time, they sit in the shmooze and they talk, and there's please something you leave for Lashon Hara. If you're busy, you mash up Torah tonight, for example, we have Mamish 5 days till next Sunday, if you're an American. You have Mamish, you have Monday night and Tuesday, and Shavuos night, and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Shabbos. You have Tessin Sunday, you have 5 days. What are you going to do with those 5 days? It's a lot of time. Shabbos around, it's Yontif around. So either you can still learn, spending time with Mamish Torah, Talmud Torah, Knegget Kulam. And therefore, it's so much easier to share and pivot that way when you're learning. That's nature, that's life. And you makshiv, that's what we all hear makshiv Torah. That's Yisrei the Shavuos. Or, it takes us 5 days, and we can walk the coast slowly, and shmooze, or kind of debate how prepared what to feel say. No, you have to prepare for the sudas. If you don't prepare for the suda, what to go say over, just naturally, things get out of hand. If you don't prepare for when you're walking with the family, things are it's uncontrollable. It isn't. And even if you can prepare for it, then still, it's not that easy. Not that easy, but you have to have your achono, you have to prepare for it. This is our design, this is why, this chus, that we're makabla Torah, we send that to Nishma, we now have the places, we have the opportunity, we have the chance, we're still very hard, to shame a piv, to zeichet the orah gomaz, tak with zeichet, have a real outstick of Torah, mekayim the menhagim, doing what the Rosh Hashanah is, and have a kabbalah Torah, and be mazaka, learning Torah the whole entire week.